Okay, this is Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, WhoHogSports.com. We're going to start a weekly podcast about Arkansas recruiting, hit on a few other things, but mostly focus on recruiting. Obviously, things in Arkansas football land aren't going exceptionally well, but the one way you get out of this situation is through recruiting, and that is definitely a strength of Coach Morris and his staff going forward. Obviously, we've seen it the previous 2 years, especially last year when they signed one of the better recruiting classes in school history. And right now, obviously, they've lost three commitments. And, you know, it just depends how the season goes. If there are three winnable games coming up out of the four final games, and if somehow they could win two of those games, I think that kind of gives a little bit of a bump as far as confidence, not only obviously in the program, the players, the coaches, but recruits and the fan base too. And if you're going to get any better, it's got to go through recruiting and obviously the product on the field. But the product on the field is it does go hand in hand somewhat. But they've shown an ability to overcome that. Just how much longer will they have to do that? They got to start getting some W's. But they do have some official visitors coming in this weekend at key positions that Arkansas needs. Offensive tackle or offensive guard. I think Brady Ward from Mobile, Alabama, is a guy that could play either position. He's got size, obviously, 6'7", 310 pounds. He'll be coming in for an official visit. It will be his third visit. He's made two unofficial visits previously, the last one for the fall kickoff cookout in July. His parents and other family members will be accompanying him this weekend. I think right now Arkansas is the team to beat, unless Alabama comes in with a late offer. That could obviously change things, but he really likes Arkansas, and he said Arkansas is recruiting him the hardest. And again, that's a strength of this staff of recruiting kids and staying on them and being consistent through their communication. Another kid coming in this weekend, Mike Harris, a safety, another position of need. He's about 6 foot, 185, 186. A kid who attends the same school as Arkansas freshman running back Monte Spivey. They were teammates last year. He'll be coming in, and I think Arkansas is in really, really good shape with him. Having a Monte on campus is really big, and I think that gives him a comfort factor about Arkansas. He's a kid that doesn't like to talk. He's one of those kids that absolutely does not give too many interviews. Probably the only way you get an interview is if you get him at a game or, at school in some form or fashion. But, again, he's got a good offer list, LSU, Mississippi State, Tennessee, several others. Very talented kid who has shown the ability to be a playmaker on the high school level. How that translates on the college level, only time will tell. But I think these two guys – our potential Razorbacks, if I had to say yay or nay whether they'll be Razorbacks, I'd say yes. Another kid coming in this weekend, linebacker Aaron Moore from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Oakland High School. He's a kid that has also visited Arkansas two other times for unofficial visits. He'll be coming in this weekend with his mom, and I think Arkansas has got a really good shot at him. And you know, we'll see what happens, but all three will arrive on Saturday and probably leave on Sunday unless they're able to leave early Monday and get back for practice, their high school practice later on that afternoon. Again, at the end of the day, it's all about recruiting and getting Arkansas out of this hole. And one of the things that I think a lot of fans probably know a little bit about, but not entirely, is how involved Coach Morris is in the recruiting process. I hear so many times that he's talking to a lot of these recruits personally, along with several of his assistants, and that right there really gives Arkansas some bonus points, because not a lot of head coaches communicate with so many kids, and I think that's the case of Coach Morris. Talked to a lot of 2021 kids that say that he's the only not a lot, but quite often, some of the kids will say he's the only head coach that he communicates with. So you figure, obviously, you're focusing on the 2020 class, but he's also talking to kids in the 2021 class and the 2022 classes. And one of them, Marion Harris from Joe T. Robinson, is one of them. You cannot communicate via Twitter or Facebook or phone or anything like that through text messages with 2022 kids, but you can have their high school coaches reach out and get the kid to call you as a head coach or an assistant coach. And that's something that Harris is doing with the coaching staff and Coach Morris. Again, not only just focused on the 2020 class, but classes on down the road. So that's an area where, you know, you got to give Coach Morris and the staff a lot of credit, even despite what's going on the field. And you, as a fan, and as if you're just somebody that's wanting a little bit of a pickup, the next three or four games are obviously going to be a big key going forward. Going to Arkansas basketball, everybody's asking about the in-state kids that Arkansas's focusing on. Obviously, Moses Moody last night, as in Monday night, he announced his top three of Arkansas, Virginia, and Michigan. He's officially visited Arkansas and Michigan. Virginia's pushing very, very hard to try to get an official visit. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. I'm probably leaning towards saying that he probably will visit them, but that's just an educated guess. And we'll find out. He did visit Virginia, unofficially or anything like that, but he did go on the Virginia campus back in June for the NBPA camp June 11th and the 16th. So we'll see what happens there. He said all the right things after the official visit to Arkansas for the Auburn football game. He, along with a close friend, K.K. Robinson, the point guard from Oak Hill Academy in Virginia, formerly of Bryant. Both of those guys have talked numerous times about playing together. Arkansas, as of right now, is the only school that affords them the opportunity. They have other offers from other schools, same offers, but they haven't visited those schools and doesn't look like that they will together. But right now, both of those guys, I said right before the end of their visits that on Ho Hog Sports message board that I felt really good about Arkansas's chances of landing both of them, and I still feel that way right now. Not saying that's a certain deal, but I think there's definitely a possibility of that. Other guys that obviously everybody's interested in is Chris Moore from West Memphis, the forward who is a little undersized but overcomes that with tremendous effort. Probably one of the biggest motors I've seen in summer and spring basketball in quite some time. The guy is just relentless. But Coach Crutchfield, associate head coach, is visiting him today. He and Jalen Williams from Fort Smith Northside, the big man that Arkansas is targeting. Both of those guys will be visiting Auburn this weekend, and I think you're going to be hearing something fairly soon from Chris. Now, with Jalen, he still has an official visit set for Texas A&M November the 15th through the 17th, and he told me last week that he's looking to set up an official visit to Arkansas soon. The only other weekend that I can think of that he would have the potential to visiting Arkansas is next weekend, the 8th through the 10th, and that's when Arkansas plays Western Kentucky. The early signing period is November the 13th through the 20th. I expect all of these guys to sign during the early signing period, maybe with the exception of Moses Moody. He has not ever said that he will definitely sign in the early signing period. We'll have to find out. He may wait till the spring and see what other opportunities may come his way and make a decision there. But obviously, if you're Coach Musselman and staff, you're hoping to get him to sign early and hopefully be a Razorback. Devontae Davis is the Arkansas commitment combo guard. He could play the one or the two, but Coach Clay Moser is visiting him today at school. So obviously they're working hard trying to make sure he stays on board for the early signing period. And there's no indication whatsoever that he's considered anything other than Arkansas right now. Big key there is he was teammates with Jalen Williams and Chris Moore with the Woods Elite team, 17 and under team this spring and summer. All three of those guys are very close together, very close. Devontae has said that he's trying to get them on board. So you got to like Arkansas's chances there. The one area where you probably can be a little bit of concern there is Chris Moore and his being so close to Memphis. He's attended a second Memphis exhibition game last night. Just that closeness to the campus, and obviously his brother was a tight end for the Tigers several years ago. So I think it's going to be coming down to Arkansas and Memphis for Chris, but we'll have to find out. Another guy that a lot of Arkansas fans are asking about is Keon Ambrose Hilton, the small forward from Illinois. He made his last official visit to Alabama over the weekend. He's also visited Arkansas, Dayton, North Carolina State, and Southern California. He's an ESPN 4-star who Arkansas got on late, offered him back in August. But, again, Coach Musselman and staff, you got to give them so much credit because they've made up a lot of ground on a lot of these kids, but especially with Keon, because that late offer came in and they were able to get one of his five official visits. Communicated last night with him, and he said he's close to the decision but doesn't have a firm time frame to announce it. Again, that NBA angle that Arkansas uses with Coach Musselman and the staff is huge with him. All these kids want to go beyond college and play on the next level. And when you start thinking about what Coach Musselman and the staff has done and how detailed they are on these official visits about how to get these kids to the next level, not only on the court but off the court. And talking to several people, I don't think anybody that these kids have visited does it any better than Coach Musselman as far as in that area. And being able to explain how they can get these kids better as basketball players and get them ready also for the off-the-court things that you need to be an NBA player too. But it's going to be a busy next couple of weeks with the early sign-in period and Arkansas hosting kids for official visits for football, and obviously seeing what Arkansas does on the football field the next few weeks is going to be key. But that's it for this edition of the podcast, and look forward to future podcasts, and I hope you'll listen and hope you enjoy.